Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. News Corporation, NASDAQ, NWSA, Q4 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 10, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. News Corporation's Q4 2023 Earnings Conference Call revealed a successful fiscal year despite a challenging macroeconomic environment. CEO Robert Thompson highlighted the company's increasingly digital recurring revenues, higher margins, significantly more free cash flow, robust finances, and bright prospects for long-term growth and value creation for all our shareholders. He acknowledged challenges faced during the year, including inflation, supply chain issues, and volatile foreign exchange rates. However, he commended the company's progress in several sectors through strategic focus on its digital and international ventures, as well as sharp cost control measures. The call also recognized the transformation and expansion of the company over the past decade. News and information services accounted for 72% of total revenues in fiscal 2014, but by fiscal 2023, news media constituted only 23% and Dow Jones 22%. Meanwhile, digital real estate grew from 5% to over 15% of total revenues, and subscription video services revenues jumped from 6% of News Corp's total to 20%. The achievements of Dow Jones, considered as a pillar of News Corp's future growth, were particularly highlighted. CFO Susan Panuccio emphasized the continued transition to digital, with digital revenues making up more than half of the company's fiscal 2023 revenues. The company also saw the successful transformation of its revenue base from cyclical advertising revenues to a more recurring and subscription-based model. Despite the positive results, the path has not been devoid of challenges. The renegotiation for content compensation with big digital platforms, the unforeseen challenges posed by the rise of generative AI, and concerns over intellectual property were noted as areas of concern. Thompson stressed on the need for a confluence of technological, commercial, and cultural forces for continued growth. Looking ahead, News Corporation sees optimistic signs with inflation abating, interest rates plateauing, and the housing market showing signs of stability. The company ended the fiscal year on a positive note and is confident about the potential of its people and businesses for achieving future success. News Corporation has experienced a decrease in revenues, with segment EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, also negatively impacted due to an extra week in the previous year. The company reported a loss per share in comparison to income in the prior year. This was mainly due to restructuring and impairment charges as part of a headcount reduction across the company. Despite the declines, there has been strong performance from Ray India and continued growth in constant currency revenues in the subscription video services segment. While there are ongoing challenges with lower national listings and decreased settlement activity, News Corporation remains focused on driving usage and engagement through continued product enhancements and improving SEO. News Corporation's News Corp, Foxtel showed significant success in recent times, particularly in the streaming sector, with total subscriptions up 14% to 3.1 million and revenues rising 26%. The broadcast churn reduced significantly, falling to 11.1% this quarter from 13.8% the previous year, and broadcast ARPU rose 2%. News Corp sees this as a promising development and continues to target high when it comes to Foxtel. In regards to the refinancing of Foxtel shareholder loan, News Corp doesn't expect it to require any guarantees from its end. The refinance has been so successful because of Foxtel's strong performance and business reinvention over the last few years. Despite repeated speculation, News Corp remains tight-lipped about the rumors of a Foxtel initial public offering. News Corp has also reported strong progress in its Dow Jones B2B business. The company expects substantial margin improvement in the coming year and plans to implement a price rise across various categories. However, the company also acknowledged challenges resulting from inflationary pressures and the impact of unique costs on its profit margins. The company is also optimistically looking at the Australian housing market, foreseeing benefits for its digital real estate services company, Ray Group. Lastly, News Corp has responded to its complexity criticisms, stating that it continuously reviews its structure for optimal use of resources and best outcomes for investors. The company has transitioned from print to digital, replacing $3.2 billion in print-related revenues with digital growth since splitting away. However, it acknowledges the need for more transparency to allow the value and potential of its assets to be better understood by investors.